Teams of fare inspectors in plain clothes began patrolling the transit system and issuing tickets on Wednesday as part of the TTC's efforts to reduce the estimated $140 million lost to fare evasion each year. All plainclothes inspectors are carrying ID and are equipped with body-worn cameras to record customer interactions, the Transit Commission said in a release. It added that inspectors will use discretion, whether in uniform or plain clothes, to ensure tickets are predominantly issued in cases of willful evasion. Tickets for not paying for a bus, streetcar or subway ride range from $235 to $425 depending on the nature of the offense. That money goes to the courts, not directly to the transit service. The Transit Commission said fare evasion includes illegal entry into a subway station through a bus bay, entering a fare gate without paying, including pushing a gate, hopping over a gate, walking behind someone, also known as tailgating, or holding a gate open, boarding a bus or streetcar without paying using a fare pass that an individual does not qualify for, such as a child, youth, senior or post-secondary student pass. While the TTC receives considerable operating funds from the city, we rely heavily on the fare box to support our operations, Transit Commission CEO Greg Percy said. When people don't pay, that impacts our ability to increase service and keep fare prices low. We prefer all customers pay for their rides rather than issue tickets. At the same time, we have to let people know we're serious. The transit service said the approach was previously tested in 2018 and reintroduced 3 weeks ago with plainclothes inspectors, educating those found to be riding illegally. The move to now begin writing tickets is part of a pilot project that will be reevaluated in January, according to TTC Media Relations. This is the second new fare evasion initiative rolled out this fall. In September, the TTC began eliminating the no-tap fare gates at subway stations. Collectors were redeployed to assist customers who needed help. More information on the TTC's fare collection efforts is available here.